This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A man was shot just after midnight Saturday in the area of the 4400 block of North Chestnut Street. Colorado Springs police said they received multiple reports of shots fired. Police also received a report of a witness who saw a gunshot victim in that same area. Arriving officers say they found a man with a gunshot wound. The man was taken to the hospital and there's no suspect information available at this time, but the investigation is ongoing. A shooting suspect is now in custody after an hours-long search Saturday afternoon. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office said they were looking for Christopher Leonard after a shooting near the Chaps View area in Hanover. Originally, deputies were asking people to stay away from the area, but they found Leonard close to 4 o'clock Saturday evening. Saturday kicked off celebrations for the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb Race happening later this month. The festival was held at the community center at Gold Hill Mesa to celebrate the 100th running of Pikes Peak International Hill Climb. There was a concert for free, everyone could meet drivers, see race cars, enjoy food trucks, hear live music, and more. Grassroots education groups gathered in the spring Saturday expressing their concerns on a variety of issues in local school districts. Everything from the politicization of school boards to the way history is being taught to gun violence in schools. Neighbors for Education, an advocacy group in District 11, believe local school boards are becoming increasingly partisan. The group is looking to change the way their children are being taught in schools. Public health experts say we need more testing and more vaccines for monkeypox. The 49 cases that have been identified in the U.S. so far are spread out over 16 states, including Colorado. The CDC is announcing that starting today, international travelers no longer need a negative COVID test to return home. That change went into effect for the U.S.-bound air travelers overnight. The original measure has been in place since January of last year. The CDC says they're lifting the requirement, saying it was no longer necessary based on current science and data, but they say they'll reassess in 90 days. Thousands gathered in the nation's capital Saturday demanding action on gun legislation following the string of recent gun violence across the country. March for Our Lives was founded in 2018 after a mass shooting at a school in Parkland, Florida. Now they're organizing more than 450 marches nationwide. Protesters called on lawmakers to take note of shifting public opinion and enact sweeping reforms. Fisher Early Learning Center in Denver is just one child care center here in Southern Colorado who says they're worried they won't be able to feed the kids that they care for with the ongoing baby formula shortage. A Colorado Springs man ran the Garden of the Gods trail run Saturday after suffering a cardiac arrest while running last year's race. He says he's glad to be getting back to what he loves.
Good morning, I'm Storm Packer 13 meteorologist Marty Vanachinkwe. Partly cloudy this morning, isolated showers and thunderstorms again aren't likely to produce a lot of rain this afternoon, but some shade, some cooling wind, a few sprinkles, and if you're lucky, a quick 5-minute rainfall would be helpful. So we'll see temperatures up around record levels, probably in the low to mid-90s around Colorado Springs, floating near 100 in Pueblo, generally 80s in Teller County, again a little cooler around any showers that might develop. Tonight lows in the 50s and 60s, more of the same tomorrow, probably more wind though and fire weather too. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.